Have I been serving Jesus? Trying to salvage your marriages? Trying to help you young people? Trying to chart the course for you college students? My job is not to stand up here. Some of you preachers, boys, you want to someday have a place where you can grow your stack 3 times a week. Well, okay, grow your stack. Oh, you can't do that. Grow your stack 3 times a week. But between stack growings, serve your people. Wait on them. I wait on you by keeping your schools open. I sit in my office hour upon hour upon hour saying, wondering, how can we make the payroll? How can we meet the bills? $45,000 every day of the year has to come in to this ministry here. And nobody else worries about it a great deal except a few of the financial secretaries and myself. You say, Brother House, what are you saying? I'm saying the fact that your kids have a school to go to is because I waited on you for 40 years and a half. 567 employees. But now, wait a minute. All this time, I've got 3 lawsuits. Not now. 3 major lawsuits against me and or the church. And all this time, I've got something wrong down in here. I don't know what it is. And all this time, I have battles and criticisms and all of it. You say, preacher, how do you take it? I'll tell you how I take it. I let God take care of what I can't take care of, and I take care of what He can't take care of. I'm waiting on Him while I wait for Him. And hallelujah, He always stays on schedule. And I'm here this morning as a living testimony of what I'm preaching. I leave the ecclesiastical battles to others. I leave the calling of names a lot to others. I leave trying to straighten out the churches around the country to others. My job is to wait upon the Lord. And so, when I wait upon Him, that's what I do while I'm waiting for Him. But some of you say, well, I just don't feel like I want to go to church anymore. I don't feel worthy. Who in the world is worthy to go to church? Well, I still think I'm worthy to teach my Sunday school class anymore. Who in the world is worthy? Tell me, who in the world is worthy to take the eternal Word of God and teach it? Nobody's worthy. But we have a God in heaven. You listen to me. We have a God in heaven. That's a good point right there. We have a God in heaven. And He is a living God. And that God has set the appointed time for your suffering to end. Wait for it. That God has set the appointed time for your victory to come in your battle. Wait for it. And that God has set the appointed time for your suffering to end, your punishment to end. Wait for it. But while you wait for God, wait on God. And you wait on God by waiting on His people. How long has it been since you gave Jesus a drink of water? How long has it been since you bought a new suit for Jesus? How long has it been since you bought a meal for Jesus? If Jesus Christ walked in today, we'd fight so He took Him out to eat. Or had Him in our homes for lunch. He's here. He's up there with those rescue mission men. He's up there with those homeless people. The ones that bother you. You bother Jesus. If they bother you, ones that call you to slide over because they don't smell as good as you do. They smell as good as you if they had a bathtub or a shower. But if you smell, they could if they won't. That's not the issue, ladies and gentlemen. Our job is to let God take care of vindication and the victory and the end of the suffering. And let while we wait for Him to do it, let's look and say, what can we do to wait on Him? And the way you wait on Him is to wait for others and wait on others. So I've not gone out and fought my own battles a great deal. That's His business. But I stand behind this pulpit this morning as a living testimony to what I preached. I have waited for Him. And while I've waited for Him, I've tried to wait on Him.